comprehend the mind of God? Who can understand his ways? Nothing in life seems certain on the journey through earthly days.
I have questions that go
How many of you would like to see God? Raise your hand. I know I would. There's a verse in the Bible in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I like that last part, see God, but when I think about the pure in heart, I look at myself and I say, wait a minute, my heart's not pure. You know, we live in a sinful world. And all of us are surrounded by the things of this world and all these things. And I'm sure everyone here has committed a sin. But there's one person, God's own son, who came and died for us. And he was without sin, right? The song that we're going to sing is, "Jesus Be the Lord of All." This is a prayer. You know, we cannot make our heart pure. But if we accept the one who is pure, he promises he will give us a new heart. You know, there's things in our lives that we maybe haven't surrendered to him. take this as an opportunity, this song, this is a prayer, to surrender your whole life to God.
Okay, so the next song we're going to sing is entitled You Are Mine. Now, I want to ask you a question. You don't have to raise your hand. Just keep this kind of personal. Okay, so has anyone here ever felt like you were completely alone? Completely 100% alone? You feel like nobody cares, that nobody loves you? Now, the next song we're singing is entitled You Are Mine. And this song is basically a love song from Jesus, showing how much he really, truly cares about us, truly cares about all the problems and struggles you have in your life and in my life. And it really shows us how much he really loves us. So as we sing this song, you can close your eyes if you want to and just listen to the words. You can pray in your mind, whatever you want to do, but truly try to realize how much Jesus really loves you.
I will come to you.
The year was 1942, and Europe was now shrouded in death, war, and the Nazi armies were ravishing everything in their path. France had fallen, Eastern Europe had been crushed, and now they ceded to extend their borders past to North Africa, conquer Asia. They sought to dominate the whole world. However, as the Axis powers got closer to the Mediterranean, there was one big obstacle in their way, and that was the British fortress on the Rock of Gibraltar. Now, the Rock of Gibraltar is one solid rock, and also its position makes it the perfect military fort. The British knew this, so they dug themselves deep into the rock and waited. They waited for an attack that they did not know when it would come. All they knew is that it would. And so finally, the day of attack came, and Italian planes swarmed in from the mainland, and plane by plane was shot down to the ocean. For there was a point where the British seemed like they were about to lose, but then they called off the invasion because they realized they couldn't break the determination of these few men in that rock. And because of their gallantry that day, later the Allies were able to use Gibraltar as a springboard to invade Italy, march to Berlin, capture the city, and finish the war. Do you ever feel like those British, isolated in a sea of gloom and despair, and you feel like death is about to knock at your doorstep, and you have no hope? Well, those men learned that day how solid a rock can be. And I want everyone here to remember that Jesus is the Rock of Ages, and you can hide yourself in him. The Bell Choir will now play You Are My Hiding Place.
How many of you like to receive gifts? And what usually happens, particularly if they're unexpected, somebody comes in, they bring you a nice size box. They've picked out special paper with a special bow, and they come to your house, and they've got this gift for you, just for you. And so they want to stand there while you open it, right? No real special occasion. You're just getting a gift, unexpected. And so you, depending on what kind of a unwrapper you are, some people just tear into it, right? And some people have to undo all the tape because they're going to save the wrapping and use it again someday, right? So you unwrap the gift. And you still don't know what it is. Some people like to guess. They shake it. You know, what could it possibly be? You've got the wrapping off, taken the tape off the box. You've lifted the lid, and there's still that paper in there, right? That you can't see what's there yet. And you open the paper, and there's a little piece of paper in the box. And on the little piece of paper, it has one word. And that word is cancer. I'd like for you to turn to the book of James really quickly. Most of us don't think of gifts in those terms. Book of James, chapter 1. And starting with verse 2, generally when we get a gift, it's a joyful occasion, right? And verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all, what? Joy. Count it all joy when you have trials and temptations. So you should look at them as though they were gifts. As though they were gifts. And I was particularly thinking about cancer this morning because this is the anniversary of my surgery when I had cancer 12 years ago. And I was thinking about it in particular because that was a gift to me. Of course, you don't know when you're diagnosed with cancer what's going to happen. You don't know where that's going to go. You don't know where that's going to lead. And so it might have led possibly to the loss of my life. It could have, and that was an unknown at the time. But what it did lead to was a deeper experience with the Lord. What it did lead to was a change in my life, and that was a gift. It was God's gift. And so, as we play our next song, it is His grace that allows those trials and those temptations that come into our lives to actually turn out into gifts that we can be joyous about. While they're coming up, we'll just take a moment to introduce ourselves or maybe get a little more acquainted with us. My name is Karen Holland. I'm the principal of Oklahoma Academy. Claire Day is our music director. And I would like for all of the freshmen to raise their hands. Okay, one back there, one there. There's more. Oh, there, okay. All right, and how about the seniors? Lift them high. Okay, the senior citizen, no. The sophomores. I was gonna say there's gotta be some sophomores. All right, and the juniors. All right. And now, how about the staff that are in the chorale? All right, we appreciate their singing voices along with us. And anybody who speaks more than one language? fluently, you know. Okay, what do we have represented? Korean, right? What else? Spanish, okay. What else? French. What else? What was it? It's Tagalog, right?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Okay. Anyway, it's a blessing to be here with you, and we'll let the next person introduce the next song.
What do you think of when you think of glory? Well, as it often is, the world thinks things differently than God does. That's why he gives us his word, to clarify it for us. And there's a wonderful verse in Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, and it says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches." Isn't that what we tend to do? Our wisdom, our strength, our riches. But he says, no. "Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he knoweth and understandeth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Our next song is called Glory, and it's a medley of hymns that talk about what's glory for God. Glory for him is his plan of salvation culminated. Jesus said he wanted to be glorified with the glory of the Father, and that was right before he went to the cross. So he doesn't look at it the way we look at it. But when we look for what's coming, the great thing that's coming ahead of us, it's the second coming, when that plan of salvation will be culminated. And that will be a day of glory for God and for us, I pray. Next song is Glory.
As we sing this medley, a lot of you are very musical. Sing with us, because you'll recognize it as much as you can.
Trials are born,
and I am safe on that beautiful shore,
just to be near the dear Lord I adore.
Will through the ages be glory for me.
Oh, that will be, oh, that will be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me.
When by his grace I shall look on his face,
that will be glory.
And the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saints of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
I don't know what time it is, but I think it's morning. Good morning and happy Sabbath to everyone. My name is Kareem. I'm a senior at Oklahoma Academy. Now, I heard earlier that some of you were planning to be nurses, RNs. You know, I'm planning to be an RN also. And I don't know about you, but just to help somebody that is in need is the most, it's a thrilling thing when you have the knowledge and also the capability of helping someone. Now, for those who are not taking nursing, they're just doing regular jobs. How many of you are excited when you get a payroll increase? How many of you excited students, how many of the students are excited when you get an A on that essay that was super hard on or that math test, algebra 2 or 3? Oh, no students in here, that's fine. But let me tell you something. When you walk with God daily, when you tell him, look, Lord, I do not have the capability of doing anything significant in my life. I surrender my life to you right now, and I want you to give me an experience. When you do that, I can promise you that God has a really thrilling an amazing, phenomenal experience to give you. And when you can witness that, when you can share with people, when you can share to a dying world, a race that has been by sin, marred by sin, when you can give them something that you know that God gave you and you can give it to them, it's the most thrilling thing. So as we sing this song, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. I want you to remember that Jesus was chosen. He was tried. He was tempted, hated among men. He was bruised for our iniquities. And through the grace of God, he became victorious. And now, riding on his horse, he's coming back for each and every one of us. He sticks out his hand and says, "Will you join me? Will you join me in an experience of a lifetime?" All that thrills my soul is Jesus.
Ooh. can cheer the heart like Jesus by his present or divine. True and tender, pure and precious, in my blessed Lord I see. Fairest of 10,000, oh, how blessed to call him mine.
Think about there's no light in this world. Because of a disobedience of a man, many thousand years ago, God's people has fallen. And because of that, we had no hope for thousands and thousands of years. But God's son decided to take that responsibility and came down to this world. And this has been recorded by many prophets in the different books and calling by different names. And one of the names in Matthew 5, it says, he calls us, you are the light of the world. And also we see that Jesus, he became that light for us, came down to this world and become the light for this dark world. And we also see in different names in the song, we'll see different names. Light of glory, you are the wonder story. You are the author of our things. You are the life eternal. You are the world supernal. You are the giver of grace. God has told us that he is the one that saves us. He's the one that founds our faith. And I hope that you listen to this song, listen to the words, what it says. I hope you're being touched by this.
your story. You are the author of our faith. You are the light eternal. You are the word supernal. You are the Lamb, the giver of grace. You are the mighty warrior. You are the great redeemer. You are the chief and cornerstone. You are the sure foundation. You are the hope of nations. You are God and God alone. You are the light of glory. You are the wondrous story. You are the maker of all things. You are the great creator. You are the Lord and Savior. You are the one, the King of kings. You are patient and kind. You are love.
As we close, we're going to sing a promise. We're going to ask if you really were able to capture the essence of Jesus, our tried stone, if you really got that message. And if you did, as we close, we pray that you will recommit yourself to him whose word is sure, a promise.
But those who
Let us stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to come into your house of worship this morning, to be in your presence and to learn of you through music, and to have our hearts filled with the love of Jesus and to know his purpose for our lives. Thank you for the strength that he gives. Thank you for the vision that he gives. And thank you for the blessings that you give us, sometimes disguised as trials, but nevertheless gifts that you have given to us to develop us into the people you want us to be. We look forward, Father, to your soon coming, and we pray that you will continue to work in our lives. I pray a special blessing on the Three Angels Church and the members here and their light in this community. May they continue to spread your word. And I pray that you will help each of us to feel the urgency of the time in which we live, to get ready for your soon coming. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.